For many times a word is offered to you, and you hear the encouragement of the Lord say, I do a new work, and hope is inspired in your spirit. And oftentimes I can move into a place and do something fresh and anew and rekindle those things that have come from a place of once being on fire and have been quenched to a low burning ember. But know this, that even when I'm able to do those things which start fresh and anew, know that everything was always provided at the cross, saith the Spirit of the Lord. So for those of you that are waiting on something to shake you, to stir you, to change you, know this, that time is here now, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Do not wait for another day to move in. Do not wait for another time to claim your place in the promise of inheritance, saith the Spirit of grace. For do you not know that I'm able to move into every area and arena of your life, move into your body and begin to cause change to take place? But mostly that place I desire is to assure you of my love as your heavenly Father and bring forth a place inside of you that's stronger than all the tests and trials that you're going through right now, says the Spirit of the Lord. Know this, that many wait for change as if to say, when this gets over, then I'll be fresh and anew, and I'll be able to come forth with an encouragement. Do not wait for the hour of things to change in the natural. Go forth in the Spirit and begin to claim and believe that I am your Father. Believe that this is the day of change. This is the day of renewal. Do not wait for something to shake you. Do not wait for something in the natural to start so that you can start. Do not wait for something in the natural to stop so you can go forward in me. Make that decision based on everything that I said that you are and were through the power of my word, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. A lot of times you'll hear a prophecy or a preacher begin to talk about change and about renewal and about God starting something new in you. It builds a hope inside of you, so that then you can kind of make the next step. Take that step, that initial step to come out of the rut or come out of a place of being what you'd say, well, I was asleep or I was about half backslidden for a while. I wasn't really following God with the ferociousness that I once had. I mean, man, when I first come in, I just come into the Lord. I wanted all I could get, and I wanted it yesterday. Well, what happens? Well, the same thing that happens that Candy read this morning when she read those scriptures that she normally reads something each week. He said, once you were birthed into the kingdom, well, you had an assignment against you. And that wasn't just you, it was everybody. But once the word is sown, and that initial word wasn't just me preaching the word, or some minister that you listen to on TV or the radio. But it was a word, the word of reconciliation. That was the first word that you heard, which you needed to be born again, and all the scriptures were shared with you, or somehow it got across to you that you needed Jesus. Well, then the word says there that in Mark 4 that immediately he comes to steal the word. Well, he does. He does with a lot, because it says those that were sown in a place where he came and it took no root. So those were the ones who heard the word and did not. They didn't even understand it. In other words, it just passed right over them. Then others received the word with joy, but in the process of time, he says, different things came in and choked the word. And listen, he doesn't, we think of time like, well, he's going to come tomorrow. If I can endure in tomorrow, I'll be all right. The enemy's not worried about tomorrow. He's worried about next year. His operation goes past next month or the month thereafter. He's hoping that after a long period of time, that once you stand back, maybe you wouldn't be the one standing back, but once you, because you wouldn't even recognize it, but 10 years after, you was shouting, my God, you was shouting and shouting, revival, 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 get out of my way, devil. My whole family's going to be saved. I'm gonna turn my family upside down, and I'm going to turn this city upside down. And he just stands over there and says, okay, but I've got a whole operation. I've got persecution. I've got tests. I've got afflictions. I'll come at your body until I just beat you down. I'll come it with persecutions. Everybody will go to hell in a handbasket. Or I'll come at your flesh. He says, all these things come. Then the deceitfulness of riches. And then the lust of other things. He just had a whole hodgepodge. If you thought you could escape one, he'd come with another one. What kind of operation was that? It was an operation that only you could escape by taking heed to the Word of God. It was the kind of operation that neutralizes people. And then they get so neutralized they don't even know, so that if God was to open their eyes, they'd look back and say, my God, you mean 10 years later I was that raving maniac, a good maniac, like I was running around saying, this is what the Word says, and my family's going to be saved, to a place where if you frequented the church, it was only on certain occasions. And it wasn't real hard. It wasn't real hard for something to take you out. It wasn't real hard. I mean, the hot and cold wasn't working in the shower, so I didn't want to take a shower. You know, nobody wanted to smell me this morning. And, oh my goodness. I don't know if it's going to rain, but it might, because there's a cloud over there or so, and I don't know that I should get out in this because I might catch a cold. The operation of him, it wasn't any of those excuses. It was a diabolical scheme that just took you until after a while. But then you hear a message of hope, a hope like God can stir you, and God, and this is a new beginning. And it is always when you reach up. But guess what? All of that is for you every day, anytime that you want it. Here's the thing you got to understand. You can say, well, he took me out, the devil. He took me out for a while. I stopped praying, and I stopped coming to church so much, and I stopped, you know, having that real strong relationship of intimacy. He took me out for a while, Pastor. And then I was able, you know, God broke that curse off of me, or that bondage off of me, and then I was able to get back in. Now listen, I can understand what you're trying to say, but this is what you got to understand. If it wasn't totally complete at the cross, then it never will be. It never will be. Meaning this, that if the devil had the power to take you out and take you into a place of lethargy and complacency, and you weren't reading your Bible anymore and doing all that, if he had that power to do that, well, then how did you ever get back in? What? I mean, if he had the power to take you out, then he still got the power to keep you. You couldn't get free. Well, I did get free. The only way you got free, you know how you got free? You got free by knowing that the devil, he did not take you out. He couldn't have the power to take you out. Well, then what took me out? Oh, I hate to say this. You took yourself out. You took yourself. Oh, no, the devil took me out. No, if he took you out, then you can't get back, because if he takes you out, then he, if he had the power to take you out, what did you do? Squirm out from underneath something that he had the power to get you out there with? He'll keep you. If he has the, in other words, if he has the power to walk up to you sovereignly, just pick you out and say, I'm picking you out of the fold. I'm going to put some tests, trials, tribulations, afflictions of the flesh, persecutions, lust of other things, deceitfulness of riches. I got stuff, boy, backed up. I'm going to take you out. If he can do that sovereignly just because he wants to, then guess what? The cross, it meant nothing. It meant nothing. But he who spared not his own son, he freely gave us everything that we needed. To the moment that that ugly monster come up with anything that was going to neutralize you, you could stand your ground and say, look, I'm making a choice. I'm absolutely making a choice. I will not go into that. I choose. But guess what? Here's the other side of it too, that if you did choose and you wake up one day, you don't have to wait and say, well, I can't wait till the devil goes away, loses my address, he won't come around anymore. I just can't wait, or I can't wait to get to church. Pastor's going to pray for me, or we're going to have a church service that's going to shake me out of this. Guess what? None of that shakes you out. What turns your life around is the moment that you step up, square your shoulders, and say, wait a minute, he cannot do what he wants to do. Paul said in Romans 8, I am persuaded that nothing. He names principalities, powers, rulers. He names things present, things to come, life, death, height. Height was a citadel. It's a description of a citadel so strong. The depth was a chasm. It's a chasm so deep that basically in your life you're looking at it, scratching your head and saying, there's no way we'll ever get out of this. He said, I'm persuaded that none of this is able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Meaning this, if he names all that litany of all those spirits and he says all these things, I'm persuaded that nothing shall separate. Do you know this? Now this is what you've got to get in your head once you've been born again. If I understand that verse correctly, that if all of the devils, I don't know how many of them there is. I know a bunch of them fail. The word says that in Hebrews, I believe that there's an innumerable amount of angels. Well, if there's an innumerable amount of the church of or of angels, an innumerable part of an innumerable amount's a lot. There may be billions of them, fallen spirits, principalities, powers, rulers. He said all these things, none of it. As a little believer, you're not even a preacher, you're not standing baptizing people, you're not standing casting out devils, you're just a believer. It says, Paul said, I have come to a persuasion because of the love of God that nothing, all of these things that he listed, principalities, powers, rulers, spiritual wickedness, he said, height, depth, things present, things to come, angels, none of it is able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. So what he was saying is this, if I understand it, I've broke it down many times, he is saying, look, all these put together. In other words, if all the devils on planet Earth or surrounding the sphere all said, look, you know, we're mean and nasty and we're causing a lot of people to commit suicide. We're causing hell and wars and all kinds of stuff. But let's just have a picnic today. Let's just be real mean. Let's just go and pick out that little Christian right there that goes to the family prayer center. Oh, and all of you from Asia and Africa and South America, all you billions and billions, and oh, let's call on the prince himself, fallen Lucifer. We're all going to today converge on that person. Everybody else is going to have a vacation today. Everybody else on planet Earth is going to say, boy, that was the best day I ever had. I just felt like pressure was off of me. Because they all come down, all billions and billions of them, on you at one time. We're going to cause him before the day's over. He will lose his mind. He won't even know who he is. You're talking about the madman of Gadara. He'll make the madman of Gadara feel like he was a sane person. We're all going to converge on him now. You're going to kill yourself. You're destructive. Guess what? Paul said this. All of them put together, cannot on their best day in Christ Jesus separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 So he took me out, Pastor, and I've been away, and I've been kind of, no, sweetheart, listen, your way back in is to know this. He couldn't do that. You just believed he could. As long as you believe he can, he will. He couldn't do it, not on his best day, not with all of his forces. He could not cause you to go amiss. He could not cause you to go into destruction. You had to systematically bow the knee and say, okay, 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 for the day and hour. So that's really, so when anybody, myself, anybody says, today's the day, guess what? Today is the day in a certain sense if you turn and take hope. But listen, there is no, I love prophetic teachers that teach, and I know there's a prophetic timeline, and I'm studying and reading the book of Revelation combined with other books, so I get it. There are timelines. But when somebody stands up and tells you, today is the day, well, what about yesterday? He wasn't God then? What, today you're going to be set free. Today, today, financial burdens are going to be broken off of you and you're forever financially free. Well, if it starts now, what about when it stops? If he's the God of plenty today, will he ever be the God? Why wasn't he the God of plenty last week or the week before? When you ever get a prophecy that now, understand this, that the now has always been with him. If he's the God of abundance now, believe that he's the God of abundance. He is the God of abundance, and that abundance starts now. Yes, because I choose to say, but listen, if I'd have chose to say it 6 months ago or 4 months ago or 8 months ago or 10 years ago, the moment that I choose to agree with his word, that's when he becomes to me what I say that he is. Well, they got a curse on me. How? How? How do they have a curse on you? Galatians 3:13 says that he became a curse for us. Well, Pastor, I know it's through my bloodline. Listen, your bloodline stopped at Jesus Christ. What? Well, no, I think there's a bunch of witches putting a curse on me. My God, are you serious? The blood of Jesus. Well, my dad was he was this, and he was an alcoholic, and he was this, and I've got all these, you know, it's blood. Listen, I know that spirits see people, and they'd like to jump to the next generation. I'm not ignorant. I've cast out a bunch of devils. I understand those things through the grace of God. But let me tell you something. When Jesus hung on the cross, he became accursed for all mankind. So that the moment that you got born again, you stepped into his bloodline. You stepped into everything that he is. Well, what does that mean? That means that you are the new person in Christ that he has designed you to be. What daddy did, what mama did, doesn't matter. What? Well, if my daddy would have been Osama bin Laden and murdered all these people full of devils, the moment that I got born again, I come to the altar, I get born again. Well, then what do I do? Well, you need to get filled with the Spirit. Hey, Melissa, the next thing that happens to you, we're going to get you filled with the Spirit now. She goes, oh, wait a minute, man. This is too... What do I got to do? Well, let's see. Who's your daddy? Are you serious? You're going to start thinking like your daddy's in the natural once you've been born in the Spirit? Well, my daddy was Osama bin Laden. I guess I got a lot of curses on me. They put that hogwash in the church for a long time. You need to go back and break 14 generations. We're going to break this one, this. You know what bothered me? and say, you don't understand this. Listen, I was trained by a NASA scientist. Basically, I went through the whole thing that wrote a manual on it. The worst days of my life. I was in the worst days of bondage that I've ever been in 20 years ago. Break this, break that, break that, break this, break this. After a while, you start thinking, what have I forgotten? What's the matter with me? What have I forgotten? I must have forgotten something. Then you go on some of these wild goose chases like, I need to figure out this. I need to figure out this. I need to pray in tongues, people. That's your deliverance. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Well, Osama bin Laden was my daddy, so he must listen. What do you do? Listen. What if he does? What if the same devils did come after me, that my daddy was perverted, or my daddy was an alcoholic, or my mama was this, and my mama was a bipolar, and she was this, or what if that same devil, listen, do you think you have to start and say, I break the devil that was once on my mama, that was once on my grandmama, that was once on my grandmama's grandmama. I break that devil, and I break that. And Father, is that far enough? Did I get, listen. If the same manic depressant, bipolar, Dave says, I love the way Dave says, bipolar is two polar bears saying bye to each other. Are you making light of it? No, it's definitely a spirit. Listen, anxiety attacks people is a devil. That's all it is. Anxiety attacks, I can't breathe, I'm hyperventilating, I'm fearful, the room's getting close, listen, I'm not making fun of it, it's just a demon. That's all it is. If you begin to speak to it, and it knows who you are, some people speak to them and they say, you're praying now. That's the first prayer I've heard you pray in 6 months. Renee, I know. Marsha, I know. But who are you? But no, well, really, the littlest of children, they can't separate you from the love of God. So I got to break this. I got to break that. I got to break that. What do? When they come, because they will come. Devil, I know you can hear me. How often do you do it, Pastor? Superman has telephone booths that he darts into. I have oftentimes made excuse to go to the restroom for just a little bit, or go here, or go there. Do you think about them a lot? Hardly ever. I think about Jesus, but I do know when they show up. I do know when they show up. And I've also found out that they show up in people sometimes too. If you're walking in the Spirit, guess what? Devils, and I hate to tell you guys this, I think you know it. There's a lot of demon-possessed people out there in the world that you walk by in the grocery stores. They don't have chains on, but they're demon-possessed. They'll look at you. Same people. Why? Because they don't even know why, but they feel the Holy Ghost inside of you. I want to get them set free. Well, what do you do, Pastor, if one of those things come at you? What if you were the son of Osama bin Laden and one of those things come at you? Do you start saying, I break the curse of the curse of the curse of the curse? No, my God. All you do is this. Dust off the plate a little bit because you're fixing to pitch him one. Let me tell you something, you fallen creature. I'll tell you this. I have been born again by the blood of Jesus. I have no past, for my past is in the blood of Jesus. I have no curse. I tell you, in Jesus' name, one-on-one, you're coming at me. You're not coming at me through a bloodline coming down a road. You're coming at me, and I'm telling you in Jesus' name, nothing can separate me from the love of God. I curse you. I command you, go in Jesus' name. It's over. It's over. And if you have to make your stand every day, enjoy it, because I can tell you this, you're putting him under extreme torment. Those devils that were screaming when Jesus was casting them out, guess what? They were screaming because they were under a torment. I don't like him very much. He doesn't like me. And he doesn't like you if you come to this church. Well, I won't come no more, Pastor, I'll tell you that. He's already got you marked. You might as well come. Hallelujah. Praise God. You're free. When are you free? Not when you hear, again, you'll even hear me times. The Holy Spirit will say, now is the time. Today is the day. All he's trying to do is to wake your senses up to say, hey, I could have been set free 6 months ago. Guess what? I took myself out. The cross has always been the cross. The power of the cross is always there. It's always there. He can't ever put me under a spell. I don't ever have to go on a mindless search like, I don't know what I did. Do you know what I did, Rex? I'm not sure what I did. I'll ask Candy what I did. What did I do, Candy? There's got to be something. There's a secret. There's a secret. They're writing all kind of books out there. It's the secret. Go find the secret. Go find the secret that'll someday unlock the door and then you'll be free. Guess what? Here's the door unlocked. The cross of Jesus Christ. You magnify him and glorify him in intimacy and pray in tongues. I can tell you what, no devil on planet Earth can overtake you. Will there be wars? There will be wars. There will be fights. But the greatest thing about it is you will know even in the war that you are free. Hallelujah. That you're free. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We love all of you. How many of you would really, before you leave here this morning, if God has placed something in your heart to bring forward? Praise God. Hallelujah. How many of you have been blessed this morning? I have. I've enjoyed church. I've enjoyed church. And please stand with us this morning. We're going to bless this, and we're going to ask you to bring this down and continue to greet one another this morning. As we're closing this service, you don't have to rush out. Just say hi to everybody you possibly can. Father, we bless this time. We thank you for this time of giving, and we thank you for all those that were here. Thank you for the power of your gospel, and thank you for the blessings of the Lord. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. God bless you this morning.